8:40 p.m. has clear skies, temperature 60 degrees, humidity 47%. Surface wind northeast 8 miles per hour. Barometric pressure 30.18 inches. Columbia's clear, temperature 53 when calm. Charlotte's partly cloudy, temperature 62 when north at 6. Weir's clear, temperature 58 when northeast 6. Charleston's clear, temperature 66 when north at 12. Myrtle Beach clear, temperature 57 when north at 8. At 5th March this afternoon, 79 degrees, low temperature 60 degrees, no rain last 24 hours. March temperature at 8 p.m., 60 degrees.
This is a short-term forecast. Clear skies are expected over central South Carolina through 5:30 Sunday morning. As winds subside later tonight, temperatures will fall quickly through the 50s, reaching the lower to middle 40s around sunrise. Winds will be light northeast during the period.
High pressure will build over the area through Sunday. A cold front will move east into South Carolina Monday afternoon. The National Weather Service forecast for the Midlands area for tonight, fair with a low in the middle 40s. For Sunday, partly cloudy with a high in the lower 70s. Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 50. For Monday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and high in the middle 70s. The extended forecast for South Carolina for Tuesday, mostly sunny and cooler, lows 40 to 50 and highs in the middle 50s to middle 60s. For Wednesday and Thanksgiving Day, mostly sunny, lows in the upper 20s to upper 30s and highs in the middle 50s to lower 60s. The forecast for the mountains and beaches for Sunday, partly cloudy, and for Monday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers. The agricultural forecast for the Midlands, drying conditions will be fast on Sunday with lowest relative humidity 35%. There will be about 7 hours of sunshine with 240 likelihoods of solar radiation.
The winds around South Carolina Lake will be from the northeast at 10 to 15 knots tonight and Sunday night, and from the northeast at 15 knots on Sunday. The marine forecast from south of the Little River Inlet to Savannah out 20 nautical miles. A small craft advisory continues in effect. For tonight, northeast winds of 25 knots and seas 7 feet. For Sunday, northeast winds 25 knots, seas continuing 7 feet. Sunday night, northeast winds 20 knots becoming southeast 15 knots and seas 5 feet. For Monday, south winds 15 knots and seas 4 feet with scattered showers. The marine outlook for Monday night through Thursday is for gale force winds not expected.
Gordon is a minimal tropical storm. At 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the center of Gordon is located near latitude 30.3 north, longitude 75.1 west, or about 400 miles east of Jacksonville, Florida. Gordon is moving toward the south near 6 miles per hour. A gradual turn toward the southwest is expected over the next 24 hours. Although this track turns Gordon back toward land, the system is not expected to have a significant impact on the U.S. coastline. Maximum sustained winds are near 40 miles per hour. Gordon will continue to weaken and will likely be downgraded to a tropical depression tonight. Tropical storm force winds extend outward up to 100 miles from the center. Estimated minimum central pressure is 1,005 millibars, or 29.68 inches. Repeating the 4 p.m. position, 30.3 north, 75.1 west, moving toward the south near 6 miles per hour. Maximum sustained winds, 40 miles per hour. Minimum pressure, 1,005 millibars.
This is Bell Weather Radio, WXJ22. This transmission originates at the National Weather Service Forecast Office in Columbia, South Carolina, and is transmitted on a frequency of 162.55 MHz from the South Carolina Educational TV Tower in Florence. Beginning December 1st, the National Weather Service Office in Wilmington, North Carolina, will be responsible for providing warning services for several counties in the PD region of South Carolina. These counties include Marlborough, Dillon, Marion, Florence, and Darlington. The National Weather Service Office in Wilmington will issue tornado warnings, severe thunderstorm warnings,
flash flood warnings, and weather statements updating hazardous weather situations to the counties involved. Another change will be in NOAA Weather Radio. Beginning December 1st, you'll hear new voices on the NOAA Weather Radio, WXJ22, as the recording facilities will also move to the Wilmington office. This will allow warnings for the counties in the listening area to be rapidly broadcast over the radio. WXJ22 will continue on the same frequency and will continue to be broadcast from the tower in Florence. If you have any questions about the changes, please contact Tom Addington at the National Weather Service office in Wilmington at area code 910-762-4289.